The Spirit and the Church cry out.
Come, Lord Jesus.
All those who await his appearance pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
The whole creation pleads.
Come, Lord Jesus.
This is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All eyes are to be on Jesus. This is the testimony of John. Words that ought to be familiar to each one of you. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own. This is the testimony of John. John the Baptist pointed to Jesus for salvation, the root of Jesse, our wisdom, the key of David, the king of nations, the dayspring, Adonai, the Lord, Emmanuel, God himself in the flesh. All eyes are on him. This is the testimony of John. But sinful man looks everywhere else. The Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask John who he was. They were baffled at John's preaching. He preached against good works for salvation, but then he condemned sin. They wanted to reestablish the kingdom of Israel as a mighty empire, but he condemned any notion that they could build God's kingdom on earth. They wanted to be rewarded by God for their successful accomplishments, but he called them to renounce all such things as idols and place their faith singularly in God's mercy. Who are you? I am not the Christ. It is as if he were saying, I am not the anointed one. I am not the son of David. I am not the king. I am not the lion of the tribe of Judah. Are you Elijah then? I am not Elijah. I am not the one whose name means Yahweh, the Lord is salvation. I am not the prophet who stood upon Mount Carmel and called down fire from heaven. Are you the prophet like Moses? No, I am not the prophet like Moses. I am not the eternal word of the Father. I am not the one whose word destroys death and raises to life. Who are you that we may give an answer to him and to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself? Isn't it fascinating that John the Baptist's reply to all of these questions are in the negative? We are called to confess the same thing, to make such testimony. I am not the Savior. I am not any of these good things. I am not the fountain and source of life. I am a sinner. That's the first plank of the testimony of the Christian faith. So John then answers in the affirmative. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. It is as if he were saying, I mean nothing, but the Lord is coming. He means everything. I am a sinner. I live in the wilderness of a fallen world of idolatry, wickedness, sin, self-righteousness, and unbelief, but I am the voice of one spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, make straight the way of the Lord. Forsake every idol. Forsake yourself. Deny the false wisdom of this world. Renounce every way that you make a God and Savior out of yourselves, out of politics, money, wealth, or every form of security that this world has to offer. And trust in the Lord. He is at hand. The one whose way I am preparing ranks higher than I, for he is preferred before me, for he was before me. He is eternal God. I am not worthy to loose his sandal strap. He is the one who created the universe. He is the Redeemer. He became man to die for sins. He redeems you from sin and the misery of this world of darkness with his holy precious blood, that you may belong to him forever. I baptize you with water, but he stands in the water as the one who forgives your sin and pours forth his Holy Spirit in a saving bath to give you eternal life. I mean nothing. He means everything. He is your God. He is your Savior. He is your Redeemer. And he wants you to be his own, to live under him in his kingdom and to worship and serve him in the comforting freedom of everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Renounce yourself and every idol and cling to him. There is no other God. That is the testimony of John the Baptist. Jesus is our God, our Emmanuel, our righteousness. Jesus is your self-worth. Jesus gives value to your life. No matter how pathetic your life might seem to you, he is the value of your life. Because in love, the Lord Jesus paid the ultimate price for your redemption. You were in his heart. You were before his eyes as he hung upon the cross, the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. You, with all of your sin and all of your struggles and all of the darkness that torments you, you were the object of his love. You! And it was his greatest delight to shed his blood for you. Jesus wants you. How can that be? I am a sinner. No, he wants you. Don't believe the lies of Satan that say he doesn't care about you, he's abandoned you, he's left you all alone to yourself. Save yourself. That's a lie. He wants you, and he's done all for you. To be wanted by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who created the heavens and the earth is an awesome thing and an inestimable source of comfort and peace. Dear baptized brothers and sisters in Christ, John wants us to believe in Jesus and to forsake every and any other source of security, especially any form of reliance upon ourselves. It is so easy for us who have known Christ our Savior to be caught up and taken up into the idolatry of this world. Oh, there are so many gods and idols that this world has to offer. We are worried about inflation, the erosion of our net worth, and the security of our retirement. I don't know what the future holds, but financial security cannot save us. We are worried about our country, the rise in crime in our cities, the perversion of justice and the rule of law. I don't know what the future holds for the United States of America, but placing our confidence in a political party or who wins elections cannot save us or give us lasting peace. Many Christians are hurting, sad for various reasons, depressed and afraid. The darkness of this world has invaded our lives. Many of us feel like utter failures in our marriage. We don't know how to raise our children. We're disappointed in ourselves beyond words. I don't know all the sources of your pain, but I do know that placing your faith in yourselves cannot save you or deliver you from the darkness of this world or give you true and lasting peace. Only Jesus can do that. Jesus is your Redeemer, your Lord. What sweet and precious words. He wants you to be his own. He purchased your release from hell and the accusations of Satan that you are a miserable failure. You can say to the devil, "Yes, I am, but Christ loves me, and he is the Son of God, and he is my Lord." He purchased your relief with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, that you may be his own. Nothing is worth more than the price he paid for you. He loves you. Now, this should be self-evident to us, but we so often lose sight of it. He really wants to save you, and he wants to save you today. John the Baptist, indeed, was not worthy to untie Jesus' sandal strap, because Jesus is the Son of God, the Son of the Father's love, and the only Redeemer. He planned for your salvation and mine from before the foundation of the world. He was concerned, and he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary for you, because his greatest concern was you. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried for you. He rose from the dead for you. He baptized you with his holy, precious blood, declaring you righteous and forgiving you all your sin, that you may be his own. We don't hear that message in the world. We don't hear it enough in the church, but it is the ground of certainty and the source of comfort. He wants you. Kiss him. He has kissed you. Embrace him. Cling to him. He clings to you. And by his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, he has made you his own. He will never let you down. He died for you. He will never abandon you. He is trustworthy and faithful. His word is true. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, pour out your soul to the Lord Jesus, who gave his life for you. And never doubt that he receives you as you are, with eternal comfort and peace. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard you through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.